surface, spitting liquid mercury. I chain smoke, back to making moves, rap until my veins pop. Cause you ain't running shit if you standing in the same spot. Where's the super beast? They're getting tired of asking. So I'm out here killing verses like you just hired an assassin. When I was young, I did a lot of psychedelic drugs. The saying that it has to end one day, I'm like, the hell it does. All I gotta do is keep my fucking head straight and drop all of the dead weight and keep creating segues. And pay attention to these awesome opportunities. Get a handle on my shit and stop with all the awkward lunacy. So basically that means there's no more room for errors. Cause when I let myself down, that leaves my fans embarrassed. My ride or dies, my friends, my family, and my parents. So now I'm back and fully focused, no more interference. Basically that means stop doing pills. Basically that means stop blowing bills. Basically that means stop doing whales. And stop doing shit where I could get thrown in jail. Way past time for me to fucking grow up. It's only my fault that I ain't fully glow up. Basically it's time to stop doing pills. And stop doing stupid shit. It's time for me to chill. There's a reason I'm not playing all the festivals. I was popping Xanax, sitting around like I'm a vegetable. Mixing shit with alcohol and you get really lit. All I did was watch a lot of movies, smoke a cigarette. But now I've gotten sick of it. Already been down that path. Woken up like shit, man. Time has gone by that fast. And God's like, yo, how many chances you gonna need, bruh? So I'm just gonna sit and write until my knuckles bleed, bruh. Deviated from the plan, inebriated Libra. Start respecting money, nothing out there gonna be free, bruh. Circle my apartment and regret, I slowly linger. Cause I've let fucking millions just fly through my fingers. How many times I gotta stick my hand in the fire to realize I get burned? Quickly make a left turn. Time to focus, change my course or my direction. Not dwelling on the past, but I am definitely reflecting. Basically that means stop doing pills. Basically that means stop blowing bills. Basically that means stop doing whales. And stop doing shit where I could get thrown in jail. Way past time for me to fucking grow up. It's only my fault that I ain't fully glow up. So many times I tried to clean my act up, but I never rinsed. Mangling my life up, pretending I could handle it. When I was off the drugs, then I had a problem gambling. People called me out like I didn't give a fuck about it. Not that I was lying, I just didn't want to talk about it. I know that dope sick helped a lot of people out. Now that I had fallen, didn't want to make them feel in doubt. Now let me make this clear, I never went back to the dope. But there was definitely times that I was fucking with that coke. But I ain't touched that shit in over 2 years. Started taking Xannies, having more than just a few beers. Who cares? I do. I'm trying to get my life back, the right track. Cause demons never really leave, all you can do is fight back.
Nah, man, what was it? I Just Had Sex.
That was a good one.
Oh, no, that is a good one. Yeah,
no, no, no. My favorite Lonely Island song is Mother Lover.
Mother Lover was good.
That was all right.
Dick in a Box.
Dick in a Box. That's classic.
On a Boat.
Of course, that's the main one. But what's the one with? It's like about a three-way with. It's with Justin Timberlake.
It's not gay in a three-way.
The if there's a honey song. In the middle, yeah. There's some leeway. Yeah.
All right, man. What's Debs? You come for Crack House. This is real great.
Shout out, Deb. Hey, Jay Ronnie, speak up, bitch. Hey, this is Deb. I'm calling you out, faggot. It's Deb right here,
hey,
bitch.
Hey,
what's
how,
up?
Hey, Biff, I don't know how you're going to go. How you gonna put a, you know, you're gonna follow that right there. Shy Ronnie just doing his shit.
I'm not following nothing, man.
Yeah, Dave, you know, I didn't do anything against you. I'm just saying, man, you know, I like what you do.
That's a new thing? Shy Tony?
Shy Tony. Hey, he pictures everybody naked.
Yeah, that's really glad to be here. Hey, speak up, bitch.
Holy
hey,
fuck.
You wanna see what we're on this act? You know, I'm just saying. You know, I really like what she's doing and everything. You know, she really fucked that one guy.
All right, so that's Mr. Worldwide
Dollar
Shy Ronnie
Shy Tony
President of the MTG Cardboard Crackhouse Biffo. Hey, I want to be real serious real quick just one time. If you guys can, prayers, positive vibes, whatever you got for our boys, up north, Canada, Midwest, East Coast, they got hit hard with some freeze.
Oh, yeah,
man.
With that dude, negative shit. Yeah. Yeah,
like negative shit. So I just want to let you guys know out there, Biffo and the Crack House, we're thinking about you guys. Stay warm. Look for that heat.
Yeah, man. Don't nut out in the open, man. That negative fucking shit, man. Fucking freeze your balls off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stay warm. Look for that heat. But if you're looking for heat, brother, look no further, because you found it here. Watsy's got me fired up tonight.
Oh yeah, parking lots here too.
Oh goddamn!
And Dave, what's up? Saffron Olive, come battle me, bitch.
Oh man, you know I'd pay money to see Andy Samberg versus Dev in a rap battle.
That'd be sick.
Have you ever seen Pros versus Joes? That's what'll happen. Samberg, get the fuck out of here. Hey, bitch, you gonna fucking see me Lonely
no
Island,
contest,
bitch?
No contest.
There's four fucking islands right here, bitch.
It's a full place.
Full place at an island, then. Faggot.
All right, man.
Hey, Dev, get out of here with those F-bombs, bro. Get out of here.
You liked you better when you were, PG-13.
Like you better when you weren't G-rated. Drinking.
G-rated.
I like what you better, Dad, when you weren't
OG
drinking.
OG-rated.
OG-rated.
Well, then go back to cartoons, then, fucker. This is an attitude era.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. God. So what we got on the chopping block today?
All right, man. So we're gonna talk about SCG Open before we segue into the real topic.
Oh, are you talking about the huge? What's he fucking
the
up?
Huge.
Yeah. Hey, just keep it on the down low,
it's
man.
It's like clockwork, man.
This ain't no fucking down low. Everyone knows Watsy fucks
so.
Hey, Tony, are you shocked? I'm glad you're sitting down, dude.
This last week, man, SCG had their first standard open.
Oh, shit. All right.
Standard open.
Well, to be fair, we're still in the first month of the year.
Not
so.
A classic.
Yeah,
standard.
Do they always start with modern in the year?
They've been running a lot of modern lately.
Oh, I know
usually SCG runs their events kind of the same way that that Watsy and Channel Fireball do. That way people don't like they want as many people to come to the tournament as possible. So if like they have a standard open or standard classic, and then like everyone's been prepping for modern for like 2 months, it'll fuck the system up. So instead they'll have modern, and then when their modern event ends, most likely the next event will be a standard, and then it'll rotate. So they'll do standard, and then it'll go into...
They ran actually two standard events, but the second one was a classic, which I really didn't make no sense because I was looking at the deck lists, and there was a lot of Eldrazi cards in there.
In standard?
Yeah.
There are no standard Eldrazis.
They might have mislabeled it. They might have put standard, but instead it was...
extended.
Yeah, or modern, whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
But
number one card soul ring.
Yeah, but yeah, that's also the thing too. SCG usually runs two different events. They're open and they're classic. One will be one format, the other will be the other format.
What's the difference between the two?
Open and classic? I don't actually remember. I think there's like something
I don't
special.
Fucking know, dude. Oh, okay. They didn't have classic when I was grinding SCG.
I think it's just so you
because
know which tournaments.
Saturdays
which
were opens, which were standard events. Legacy was the second day too.
Oh yeah, SCG's hardcore legacies and shit, huh?
Yeah, they do legacy, modern.
They don't fuck around.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah, real shit. So Tony's got the list of the actual winners.
So we're talking about SCG Open. It happened in Indianapolis, so if you guys survived going there, congratulations.
Yeah, well, it was fine last week. Man, it's a balmy 72 degrees today in Bakersfield.
Fucking great,
Jesus Christ,
man.
It's a negative 15 over there in Wisconsin.
Oh, I love sunny California.
You know, fucking Brandon showed up with those pictures and shit. It's like, God damn, man, going to work and it's got 12 inches or 15 inches of snow on top of his car.
I know, that's crazy.
That was snow, all right. That was a lot of good snow, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's what I told him. The only snow we find here in Bakersfield is on a mirror.
Shit. Awesome glass. But yeah, so it was standard. So first place, congratulations to me. Oh no, it's Dang. Not my last name, sorry. Anthony DeVarti. He won it with Souls High Midrange. So congratulations, man. I don't give a fuck about your deck list. So second place was
wow.
Second place was Bant Midrange, Jonathan Hobbs.
I got that one right here.
Yeah. So Bant Midrange is pretty sick. And then third was Azorius Aggro by Max Magnusson.
Sick name.
Hey, we've talked Magnusson. About him before.
Alex or
no,
Max?
No.
The guy that's that got screwed by Watsy at the GP in New Jersey. His name is. I thought his name was Max.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's later. Just later, yeah. And then fourth place, Mr. Participation Award winner, goes to Esper Control, Nick Cowden. So those are your top four at SCG Open Indianapolis. Looks like a decent turnout for deck list. We have Soltai, Bant, Azorius Esper. Is it?
Yeah, the guy's name is Max.
Okay. Mono Red, Golgari, Grixis, and Rakdos.
I mean, we actually got the top four deck lists. I printed out also.
Blue-White Aggro?
Hey, right here.
Yes, Blue-White Aggro. Look. He's got it.
Oh, he's got the other one.
Yeah, he's got number one.
I got first place right here.
I said I don't give a fuck about it.
When you look at these decks, man, there's only like one or two.
Bro, it's fucking it's white weenie with just like a blue, splash. Yeah.
Let's go with the first one, man. Let's go.
So the Soltai mid range list, you got full playthead, Atlanta Worlds, three hybrid.
But again, what fucking was changed?
Well, what was changed? Okay, so being this is the Soltai list, what's missing?
Well, what was added was snake crab.
Oh yeah. Oh, shark to crab.
Hydroid Crassus. Such a good card. So you got your branch walkers, wild growth walker, jade light ranger. So this is just the mono green.
Yeah.
This is the mono green.
What's that crosses going for? Whatever the fuck.
Let's see. The three here, it says 119. They're like 35 a piece
right now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they're insane. Only two Carnage Tyrants. I'm a little disappointed.
That's the average in mono green.
Most mono
green Stompies had only two Carnage Tyrants.
Run full play. Yeah, because you don't want to run full playset, run into them, because they usually don't get taken down very easily. Yeah, so.
I mean, I think this Anthony guy's got something right, because he's not running, you know, our favorite Ash Trophy at
damn
all.
Damn right I don't run that piece of shit.
Hey, he's not running Ash Trophy at all. It's just two cast downs, two Vraska's Contempts.
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Three fines.
What's in the sideboard?
Sideboard, you've got Place Out of Duress, Disdainful Stroke, two Negates, a Crushing Canopy, three Cry of the Carnarium? What the hell? Okay.
So he went to control. It's a control. Yeah. It's a control list.
It just shapes to a control list post board.
Shuffle in all 15, fucking take out 15 really quick, and then you're done.
Yep. And then next we have Mr. Silver Medal, Bant Midrange for Jonathan Hobbs.
You love Bant, Earl Grey?
Yeah.
That's your color, though.
That is his colors, yeah. So we got the new Mystic Snake, full playset. Four Growth Chamber Guardian. The fucking deck card's ridiculous. I mean, Dibotsy fucked up making that card.
Oh, the artifact?
No, it's the dude who adapts and searches for himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. And then one Shalai for, you know, the extra protection. And then four of the most...
Hey, fuck y'all motherfuckers, man. Shalai was my pick a long time ago. She's still my pick.
I mean, she's only 350, but yeah, she's still
the bitch is in every fucking deck.
Yep.
I got her hella cheap, too, back then. I remember when...
They're like a buck something,
right? Yeah, I know. I remember.
And then full place of Angel Grace, because that card's too fucking good. And then two Teferi. And then it's pretty much control... But practically control. It's got Spell Pierce, Syncopate, Uno, Blank of an Eye, March of the Multitudes, and Chemist's Insight, and then a couple Settles, two Depose or Deploy.
It's a standard fucking Teferi list.
Yeah, one Warrant and Warden.
Am I out still hanging around?
Here's still, wow, this card dropped a lot since the last time I looked at it. So he's got three Seal Away. He's got a full playset of History of Benalia, which a full playset is $60.
Really?
That's what it says.
Yeah, they drop hard.
I got it on time.
Yep, and then his sideboard, he's got...
It's not bad, man, because you know what? Okay, so what, that's $60? It's $15 a piece. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, I still got them for cheaper than that.
Yeah, you still got them
dude,
cheaper.
Dude, they were like up there.
They were about...
Like $23. Yeah. $23.
They were going for $100 for a full playset. Full playset, I remember. Yeah. And this guy's got more control in the sideboard. He's also got Knight of Autumn for that enchantment. Artifact Hate, another Shalai. A Cleansing Nova for another board wipe, another, and then one Lyra Dawnbringer.
I'm not even. I don't really like Bant, but that's a legit list,
dude. How about this Esper list?
No, this is Azorius.
I got the Esper list. Yeah. Go with the Azorius.
Yeah, so third place.
That's the easy one, Tony.
Yeah. This was really simple. Yeah, so we'll go to the Azorius real quick, just because it's white weenie with blue, so they're just copying.
Yeah.
Boros Angels. Four Dauntless Bodyguard, one Healer's Hawk because he's stupid, four Hunted Witness, four Snubhorn Sentry, four Tithe Taker.
Yeah, well, we knew
Tithe
that.
Taker, yeah, my Tithe boy. Taker,
yeah.
My
four,
boy.
Four Banalish Marshal, four Deputy Detention, and four Venerated Loxodon.
That's the white weenie list.
Yeah, it's white weenie list. And then it's got Legion's Landing, History of Benalia, Conclave Tribunal, and then he turns into a control list, post-Bore with some spell pierces, some, you know, some control, baffling and negate, and he's got a Johnny Adversary Tyrant to make his dudes whoop that ass.
That was the Sultan. Oh, I got the heat right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get to that here in a second. So fourth place was Esper Control.
Yeah, piloted by Nick Cowden.
Cowden. It's a standard fucking Teferi list, man. I'm going to Esper list. One Chromium.
Oh my god.
Actually playing Chromium. It's about time. The board. Well, funny thing is Arcades is being played now in standard.
Yeah.
Well, correct yourself. He's being played in Arena standard. Yeah. And it's only test playing right now.
That's crazy how the metas are all weird. Like,
well, Moto's a different animal versus paper.
Yep.
So you got full play fit of Teferi.
Of course.
And, of course, all the
control in the world.
Control. Syncopates, cast downs, movement of craving, negates, absorbs, mortify, chemistry's insight, Kaya's wrath, Vraska's contempt, precognition field, two search for Exkanta's, which they're starting to go down.
Yeah, it's about time. I think right now you either go full control or you go full aggro. You can't, like, mid range decks, or they can do one or the other. They usually do one post or pre board and the second post board. But search is really slow. Like, you don't want to clog your deck anymore with them. And I think two is, like, the perfect number. Because you get to keep one to help you, like, scry. Yeah. And the other one gets to dig.
The problem is standard is not something cheap to get into.
True.
I'm looking at deck list, man. This Esper list is $500.
Yep. God damn. The Bant deck was $444.
At the time of printing, it was $444.
Yeah. And then Azorius was $220.
Well, yeah, but that's fucking white weenie with, like, just blue.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A little bit of blue. That's the shitty one.
I got the cheapest deck right here next to one of them fucking Gilgate decks.
Is it the four one? Is it the four gates?
This is the mono red aggro list.
Uh-huh.
It made top 10.
There's still a fucking mono red going around.
Oh, yeah.
When the fucking shit happens and new sets come out, I'm surprised there wasn't more mono red lists.
You know what, dude? When I first came in, I was loving it, and I've always loved red. And I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. This last year and a half, 2 years in standard is fuck. I don't even want to look at mono red.
It's just because it doesn't change.
It's the same shit. Burnout. Fast aggro and burnout.
Pretty much, yeah. It never changes.
So for $68.59
budget, baby, jank as fuck, baby,
jank and budget. You can get yourself a Fanatical Firebrand.
Okay.
Better yet, let me give it to you since you played mono red.
Hey, man, let me come at you too. Give it a 59 out of 100. It's kind of on the low end, but, you know, we still get a good value. Okay, so creatures, 16 of them, 4 Fanatical Firebrands, 4 Gitu Lava Runner, 4 Viashanal Pyromancer, 4 Goblin Chain Warders. Not one fucking new card.
Nope. Keep going with the list.
Spells. 4 Shock, take 2 to the dome, bitch. 1 Lava Coil, 4... Oh, hold on. At least there's...
Come on.
Yeah. 4 lightning strikes, 3 risk factors, 4 wizard's lightning, 4 light up the stage. Is that the spectacle?
Yes.
Okay. And then 4 skewer the critics. I don't remember that one.
I can look that up right now.
So
at least we got 2 changes there.
There's a total of 8 new cards.
Lance, 20 mounts. Sideboard, 3 electrostatic field. That thing's annoying.
Skewer the critics is the spectacle burn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. What was the other one she said?
Light up the stage. Light up the stage,
which is also I think it's an FNM promo.
It's the that's okay. It's the Spectacle Exile card.
That's right.
Like Vanilla. You exile 2 cards. Like you may cast those cards. You may play those cards. Excuse me.
3 lava coils, 2 act of treason, 2 direct current, 3 fiery cannonade, 1 risk factor, 1 experimental.
2 cards have been changed out.
That's what I'm saying. This is bullshit. You want to know what's worse? This fucking Golgari midrange, bro.
Is it the exact same deck?
Dude, the fucking... Look, 4 Land of War Elves, 4 Branchwalkers, 2 Seeker Squire, 4 Wild Growth, 4 Jade Lights, 2 Midnight Reapers, 3 Chupacabras, 2 Tyrants. Not one different. Planeswalkers, 3 Vivian Reed, nothing. Spells.
Yeah, but check how much Vivians are now.
For 3, we're looking at $66.
God damn.
She went up. All the lands are the same. Oh, there's 3 finds.
Find finality.
Which is not fucking new.
a sideboard. You guys ready? You guys ready?
Yeah.
Four duress, three assassin's trophies, two more midnight reapers, two thrashing brandons, one carnage tyrant, and the one fucking card they changed in the whole thing: three cry of the carnarium.
Wow.
So you want to talk shit about red? You know what? Operation Golgari is about. I don't know if we're the tip of the spear anymore, bro.
it's soul sign now. We're getting a little wet
it's
now.
It's more like the blunt of the spear at this point.
All right, guys, we're now we got the best deck. Operation.
What?
Guild Gates.
Operation Guild Gate.
Build that wall, bro.
Build that wall.
Put two gates on it.
Parking lot has
the gate deck. Four color gates, non-black. This is actually kind of fun.
Definitely.
Full playset of the Hydroid Crest. Right,
why
just
they gotta leave the black out,
good.
Man? That's fucked up.
I don't know, right?
Because the black cards suck.
Four gates on my wall and no blacks.
He got four of the super, super expensive Hydroid Crests. Two Gatebreaker around.
Gatebreaker what?
Gatebreaker. Oh, okay. Gatebreaker Ram.
Gatebreaker Ram? There's a ram that breaks the gates?
No, I thought it was Gatebreaker
Ram. That's what I'm hearing. Gatebreaker Ram.
Gatebreaker,
like fucking...
Two Archway Angels, three Gate Colossus. Spells, you got Growth Spirals, Lava Coils, Gates Ablaze, Sertuous Root, and Mass Manipulation, which isn't that the quad blue double X?
It sure is.
Wow.
Taking your shit, bitch. Get on my level.
Four Guild Summit. Two Expansion Explosion, Guild Gates. There's only one Shockland in this whole mana base.
Bro, ain't we trying to not... We ain't gonna fucking kill
one
ourselves.
Breeding Pool. One Breeding Ooh. Pool. Wow, I know.
You went for the money.
You got three Azorius, four Gruul, four Izzet, four Simic, four Plazas of Harmony, one Selesnya.
So that's the basics. Optimized version. What's that one going for?
This whole deck list is only 230.
But you know what? It's the fucking Crassus,
which is $160 of the
that's
whole.
What I'm saying,
damn
that's a straight budget, bro.
Bro, that card's $40 by itself, bro. Like, you're the fuck, man.
Well, then now we can go ahead and upgrade, but you know, just in case you
and it sideboards into control.
They all sideboard and control, man.
Banefire, Zendervines, negates, Crushing Canopy. Two more Gatebreakers, two more Archway Angels.
How many Gatebreakers does this bitch have, man?
Not gonna lie, gays. Over White Weenie.
Two main and two side.
The White Weenie, the one Golgari midrange change, and the fucking two cards in red.
You have a whole fucking deck that's all new cards, practically.
At least they try.
Standard rarely fucking changes.
But I mean, that
hit.
But
more than
that,
come on.
And that
dude.
Deck took 20.
You're talking about like three
of
decks.
How many?
Three of the main decks that are still around have like two cards changed.
That's all they needed.
This card, I think, only has like two cards that aren't new.
New, right? It's all about that gate. That hot
God
gate.
Damn.
So, all right, man. Enough of the SCG. Congratulations, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, all you guys that were at it.
Hey, congratulations for getting on that live stream, showing off your shit, because now we're going to segue into our actual main topic for tonight, man.
I ain't gonna lie, I was watching some of that event. So.
Well, hey, at least you were able to watch something on Twitch versus, oh, that's right, GP New Jersey happened this weekend.
Yeah, did you guys know GP New Jersey happened? Because I sure as a fuck did until today.
It sure the fuck wasn't actually being streamed on, what's that thing called? Oh,
Twitch.
I thought this was a part of the Major League Gaming.
GP, was that at Magic Fest?
No, it was a GP.
That's what I'm saying. It's not Magic.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Caught you on a technicality, Earl Grey.
So if you guys didn't know, obviously you didn't, because New Jersey happened and no one watched it.
No one asked.
GP New Jersey happened over the weekend, and apparently Watsy decided not to stream the finals, or the top eight, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So
did it stream the rest?
No. No. I don't know.
For what I understood, no.
Yeah, so it didn't stream anything. Let me correct myself. Rewind. All right. Yep. So they didn't stream anything in New Jersey. So unless you fucking saw the list or the posting for GPs, you didn't know the fucking thing was on. And so there was no stream for New Jersey at all. And then come to find out from the Godfather Earl Grey himself that Wasi has decided to not stream any more Grand Prix, at least from this day forward, to be announced.
Well, let me go on with the first tweet that I saw on Monday. going to work. You know, it's 7:15-ish. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, fucking the cesspool of fucking Magic Twitter. Man. In case you missed it, the top eight of Grand Prix New Jersey did not receive video coverage. And the winner didn't even get a trophy. People were asking Watsy today why they would pull coverage of an event at the end. Watsy's response? Announcing the last album by the band Mountain Goat.
Hey, that, what the fuck does that even mean?
It's called.
Hey, dude, so the memes start, man. Players are mad about GP New Jersey's lack of coverage. We need a distraction. It's SpongeBob holding his spatula case, opens it up, announces something completely unrelated.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say it's called smoke and mirrors, bro. Yep. That's what happens. It's what the prosecution tries to pull with all their shit when I'm defending my guys, dude. They try to distract you from the real shit, Earl Grey. The real stuff that's going on.
It gets better, man. Wedge.
Oh, I don't even want to hear that.
Potato wedge from the Masters. I don't understand how Wizards can be so off the mark when it comes to coverage, while SCG is basically doing the exact opposite and killing it.
Oh, whoa, what?
I fundamentally don't understand. I know Watsy watches the Open Series, so what's going on? I'm seriously at a loss.
Oh, shit. Wow. Wedge, I'm going to agree with Wedge for once? What the fuck?
Yeah, and then he got also...
Hey, Wedge, I like you 1% now.
Yeah, 1%.
Yeah, I'll give him a point and a half.
I'll give you an A, bro. At least you did one good tweet.
I was getting point like 0.00.
Oh, no. I like him at least 25%. Because he hustled all kinds of pulls out of
the
money.
The guy that won GP New Jersey, his name is Max W on Twitter, right?
Nate W.
A lot of people were asking, hey, did you get a trophy?
Yeah.
His first post was, I mean, I did not have the luxury of posing next to...
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Posing next to a prop trophy. They show a picture of him, right, playing against this dude. There's nobody around. It was him, the guy that he's playing, and a judge, and a trophy. If you zoom in on that fucking trophy, it says Vancouver, British Columbia.
GP Vancouver?
GP Vancouver.
Champion? Oh, you have it right there for you?
Yeah. That is.
Champion 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the team sealed event from last year that they canceled and made single player event.
They didn't even put a piece of tape over it or nothing, dude. Just
they didn't. All they had to do was turn it the other direction.
Take that picture. It still says 2018.
2018, bro.
It says 2018.
If
on
they
it
had
still.
Just taken a picture of the back side of the trophy, where there is no plaque,
imagine
it would have just been a staged photo, and then none of us could be bitching about it because none of us would know.
This is coming from one of the commentators, Rich Hagen.
Oh, that's that big English dude, right?
So, PSA, everyone who works coverage at the event is a freelance contractor. We work when we're asked to work and love to bring you coverage whenever we can, just as much as you like to watch it and read it. Well, dude named Jason Bigginsley goes, so basically Watsy's new ad on tokens is a lie. Join Rich and Maria for awesome coverage of the World Championship Magic at twitch.mtv/magic.
Nope. Yeah. Well, so he's just kind of like, of course he's a Watsy dick rider, just trying to make it seem like less thing. But hey, bro, just like the patch, dude. Hey, if you're a welder, we don't hire you. Hey, bro, we don't need you.
This was Watsy's response. Their exact fucking
Wizards
response.
Twitter, the real Twizzard.
Yeah, the real Wizards goes, we have the Mountain Goats live at Wizard Headquarters to talk about the album and play a few songs at 1 p.m. today, 5 hours from this message. Tune in on Facebook Live or at twitch.tv/magic.
Hell yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Smoking beers, baby.
And 5 minutes before that one, we're excited to get this match or to make this announcement. In a league with dragons, the cure for summoning sickness. 12 new songs from the Mountain Goats, who pledged the oath of Cowl Prowler. Release 4/26 and available for pre-order now.
So, also, didn't Watsy just start charging a fee, just a comment on their Twitch?
Yes, they did.
And now they're literally saying, hey, all of you fuckers that are dumbasses and actually paid for that shit... Half the time, you don't even need to do that anymore. Because it's only going to apply for...
That's for the Mythic Championship tournaments, I believe.
Hey. So but it should be the Twitch as a whole. I actually posted on there, on Watsy's main page, responding to the mountain goat thing. So there's no coverage and the trophy for top eight GP, but you can stream the mountain goats. What the fuck, Watsy?
You know what, man?
Stream the mountain goats, Brist. Stream them.
Yeah, it's... So it, where I'm annoyed as all hell, if I was a Twitch user, because I don't... Well, I'm not on Twitch. I don't bother with Twitch.
Obviously.
Yeah, right. Look at me. So it's like, why? Why are they now cutting the basically their schedule half off?
I'm going to tell you. They sent out a tweet later on that day at 7:14 p.m. One of two. As we begin to focus on Mythic Championships and the Magic Pro League, we're adjusting our coverage for tournaments at Magic Fests.
That's all they put on that? That's their explanation?
Number two of that post, for New Jersey Forward, we'll be posting critical end-of-tournament information on Sunday evenings instead of round-by-round postings here on our sites. Fans can still expect to see top eight deck lists and tournament results on Sunday evenings.
Yeah, so like no coverage, no like not even the updates. Just like, hey, at the end of the day, we'll let you know who won. That's just whatever. Because the round
it gets better. So our boy Patrick Sullivan, professional Hall of Famer,
got that championship.
Was asked, extremely cool that you tried to hire me to do GP coverage 2 months ago. And now that they cut GP coverage out.
Dang, that was straight put him on blast, too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, everybody did. Every fucking body. Todd Anderson, come to the SCG Tour. The water's nice and warm.
Hold on, who?
Todd Anderson.
Todd Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Not your Todd boy, Stevens. Todd Stevens.
Oh, same thing.
So according to what I've been reading, I've seen it referenced multiple times. Apparently, they had like a ball pit.
Oh, no. Here, Biffo, is the picture of the fucking top eight.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a top sad. Eight. Yeah. Yeah. So
versus the top eight for the
Mythics.
Mythic Championship.
This is the fucking gaming league.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The gaming league that they're trying to
You see
to
how them fucking
become.
Koreans and shit do the... They do stadiums, bro.
Yeah, ball pit.
You're actually going to criticize them for this?
Yep. They had guys behind the top eight table where they were playing, they had a ball pit.
Well, okay.
My God, my childhood fantasies are becoming real.
No, hold on. My head's going to explode because I've heard of this shit before. Like, what's up with dudes what is it? Feature match area 10 feet behind where I'm watching Paolo draft. Wow. It's just like
and nobody there.
Yep.
But why do they do that? I think they do that at like anime cons and shit too.
Would have a ball pit?
Ball pit, like.
There are a lot of guys that want to play with balls, but still like, in the closet. I don't fucking know, dog.
Hey, so we know we had Wedge blasting fucking Watsy.
Here's your boy.
Saffron Olive.
Fuck no.
Not my boy, bro.
No.
Tolarian Community College.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you mean... No. He's not my boy, bro. He's not my boy.
That's so rad. You should see if you can get the Mountain Goats to present the winner of MTG New Jersey with a trophy. Maybe live stream it. And then get someone like Marshall or LSV to interview him and ask about his winning deck.
Oh, shit. He's throwing shade.
Damn. Of course
and
he is.
He's the biggest Watsy dick rider, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Well, too. Remember, our last episode was
directly from Channel Fireball.
Oh, here we go.
Regarding the trophy at MTG New Jersey at Wizards_Magic, order them, but due to circumstances out of Channel Fireball's control, they have not arrived.
Bullshit.
Winners of the event before the trophies arrive will have them shipped to them.
You know what happened, bro, is they probably went to China.
Hope it shows up in a break.
And then it didn't come in. Either that or you know, they went.
They broke on the way in.
Either they went for the standard and not the priority shipping, bro.
I hate Watson so fucking bad, dude.
You know what, man? I'm already starting to, like, not even
Hasbro,
hate him. I'm just like.
Hasbro threw them a fucking $10 million bone.
Okay.
To start this fucking arena shit.
Yeah, it's Major League Gaming. Esports and everything.
Making it fucking an esport, right?
Making it rain.
$10 million fucking dollars. You know, if we do Steiner math, man, that's...
That's like 20 bucks a day, dude.
Something yeah, I know. Easy, yeah. I know.
But you know what? I'm not even mad. Okay, this is where Biffle... I'm a good guy. I don't. No matter what...
I knew he was going to take Watsy's side.
I'm a good guy. But
I kind of liking it. Like, we're like, I'm like, you know, like the guy who laughs last, laughs best. You know, like I'm all, ha ha, you fuckers. All the time, you guys are always fucking making all this shit. Now, even your own fucking Dick Rider fans are up against you. Like, dude. Wedge and the professor, bro. I thought those fools would die on a sword for those motherfuckers.
Here we go. This is more stuff from Patrick Sullivan. My timeline is nothing but revelation, not even announcements, but cutbacks of beloved, iconic people and features, the professional magic interspersed with cursed hashtag sponsored tweets written in Nigerian scam for vocabulary, whatever the fuck it is.
Vernacular.
And I'm
vernacular.
Starting to lose my mind a bit. Tulare Community College, Shade, Mr. Sullivan, any regrets about not leaving your current position for a job at Watsy's coverage?
Damn.
You know, he's a, like I told you, it's kind of weird to hear the professor kind of going like that, man, throwing that shade.
To be fair.
What's worse is, so today, I get on Watsy's Twitter, right? Due to some Twitch issues impacting the entire site this morning, at Loaded Ready Run has delayed this morning's stream on twitch.tv/magic. Once those are resolved, we'll begin, so hang tight.
Did they ever go on?
I wonder. Yeah, if they went live. Oh, okay. They went live.
Either way, I'm
damn. I was expecting like some like tweet from Loading Ready Run and be like, actually, no, we didn't. That was your guys' fault.
Yeah, that's been tired.
Here's the thing: they'll fucking post Loading Ready Run, right? But they won't do a GP.
Brother. Well, Loading Ready Run is, they run their own stuff.
Parking Lot showed me the numbers from the last couple of GPs. We're talking 50,000 plus viewers.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yes.
Per fucking event.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what you want, right? That's what, as a Twitch fucking streamer, when I tried to stream on Twitch, fuck, when I had 30 people in the fucking watching me, I was like, holy shit, I'm fucking king.
Yep.
Look, I can pull my dick out and say, hey,
famous,
look,
I'm way
look
too
at
famous
this.
Right now, bro. I'm way too famous.
Exactly.
I mean, to be but fair, I was probably one of them, but you know.
But you remember, 2 years ago or a year ago when we were watching, they were lucky if they were getting 5,000 fucking followers.
True. They were still,
yeah. So for
I've been on a couple times, like when it first started, like you know, like 1,500.
I think it got banned when like they had like 8,000 people, 7,000 people watching, and then I got banned. I was like, you guys are gonna ban me? All right, fine. Yeah.
So back in November, the Grand Prix Milwaukee, when they streamed that on Twitch, they had, let's see, 200,000 views during that 21-hour period that it was streamed.
Nice.
11,000. In like average CCV per hour,
mm-hmm.
11,000 minimum. Airtime ran 21 hours. Total time watch was almost 250,000 hours.
Damn.
Yeah, no,
amongst
I mean,
all those.
The
and they're saying
there.
That it's not good enough?
The demand's like, there.
No, bro, it's not good enough at like, all. What you mean? Watsy needs to feed, man. He need to grow. He need like a million plus
views
an
hour. So we got this top
hour.
New 32, right? These guys are getting paid by Watsy. 35,000 a year.
Actually, it's a top 31 Mandy 7th and replacement.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For what's his name?
Sato.
Yeah,
I got your back, Sato. Okay.
But here's the thing. They're paying these guys 30-plus thousand a year. One chick was already going, I got my jersey already. Let's start streaming. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you become a fucking one of the Twitch streamers and you're making money professionally...
You want to stream every day.
You get that fucking jersey. You get your corporate sponsorship. You get your fucking sponsorship from everybody else. You know, Ultra Guard, fucking, you know, Dragon Shields.
Cardboard Crack House.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Dude, I will gladly sponsor a
I know,
fucking...
I would too. We're too real, bro. We're too real.
No, that's exactly why we're the only real ones. Everyone will be blowing smoke up the ass, and then we have fucking Vape Daddy over here blowing vape, and he goes, bitch, get the fuck out of my way, man. Let me tell you the real shit.
Yeah. Tell him, go, what's up, Lumpy Lump Lump?
Oh, there you go. There you go. I got his nickname, Lumpy Space Princess.
No. That's LSV, man. That's LSV.
No.
Lumpy Space Vargas.
Lumpy Space Vargas.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you
used to say that back in the day.
That was back before you liked him. Back when you hated him.
Before you started loving
him. You know what? I got to like you know what? I got to like him, man. I got to love the man. Because you know why? Because now... He's in charge of Channel Fireball. He's doing all this and that. And you notice he's been quiet about all the shit that's been going on.
That's because he ain't gonna fucking put himself on the fire. Because Watsi's
throwing Channel Fireball under the fucking bus.
Well, yeah, they're probably fucking it up and making it hard for them. And then, because even, like, Tony's right, to see them fools actually tweet, like, nah, that's their fuck up, you know, don't blame this on us kind of shit. But LSV's probably like that, like the, what's his name, the vice president for Bethesda, bro. Hey, when shit goes down, just, hey, just stay quiet, bro. Just fucking stay back and don't say nothing.
That's true.
Right? Remember that motherfucker was on Twitter all the time, dude, all that shit? You haven't heard shit since 76 came out.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And they just got through nerfing the dog shit out of fucking 76 yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
And we got 76 out, then we had Resident Evil 2, the remake came out. Oh,
dude, I was watching that
and
shit.
And then we have Kingdom Hearts 3 that dropped the other day, too. So, like, everyone's fucking playing console games nonstop now.
Yeah, I'm just going to go play Red Dead Redemption
2. Yeah, or Red Dead Redemption 2.
Anyway, so that's why Vargas is out. But, no, you know, like I said,
I'm kind of Gabby Sparks.
Something.
they all keep him fucking quiet, man.
Hell yeah.
And that's why, you know, Gabby Sparks has, you know, fucking Meryl's dick in her ass. And, you know, she's got LSV's dick in her mouth, so she can't say nothing. LSV's like, I'll stay quiet, Mario. And while he's eating
a donut, you know, it's all good. Yeah. Voodoo donuts.
Yeah.
What was it?
Didn't he eat a chocolate donut, right?
No. He wanted apple fritter.
Oh, that's right. He wanted apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
Does her ass taste like apples? Because
right. You don't talk shit about LSV.
Hey, how you like them apples?
Well, anyways. So, you know what? I'm starting to be less mad at Channel Fireball now. I was pretty heated about Channel Fireball two episodes ago.
Now. Well, like before, we were talking about how we didn't know who the problem was.
Channel Fireball is the whipping boy right now of Watsi. They're throwing everything at him. Now, you know, what you guys don't know is, behind the scenes, Watsi is slowly pulling away from GPs. Obviously, no more coverage.
Duh.
They also fired the main photographer for the fucking...
Oh, I saw that shit, dude. You see that?
Mm-hmm. The guy that's been doing it for like the last 15 years, the professional, is gotten fucking let go.
They ran his ass off too, freelancer. Yep. Hey, I was going to tell you, hey, Playboy, thanks for all them amazing shots over the last 15 years. Don't show up to next time. Man. Yeah. We got this.
Don't show up to the next one or the one after that.
They cut back the pricing for artists. They don't pay the artists like they used to.
True.
Right? Man. So they cut everything to put all this money into fucking Arena and promote it as an esport. Mm-hmm. Where does this leave Paper Magic? If you don't promote Paper Magic, as in Twitch streams, anything like that, how are these kids going to know, hey, there's something else other than a fucking video game?
That is true, but at the same time, like, we already know that Watsi's trying to push esports. We've been saying for the last
2 years, they want to phase out fucking Paper Magic.
Yeah.
The cardboard crack house on the tip of the spear. Yeah. Telling you guys, right?
Okay, so the sign that it's truly going to happen is when online gets an online-specific set for standard. Yeah, and it is not printed for paper.
That is true.
They do online sets. There's been online sets before. Yeah, but those
they had master sets back in the day.
Yeah, vintage masters. Like, pretty much like reprinting like Power 9. Yeah, reprinting Power 9 cards, but it doesn't void their restricted list. They're pretty much just restricted list cards because it's not in paper, so if you want to get it online, you can, because it's $5 for a Black Lotus online, but it's $30 for some bullshit common and popper. It's like, cool, you spend your $5 and no one that has an actual copy of Black Lotus gets hurt.
Yep.
So they were allowed to do that. So what Parking Lot's saying is true. If we ever see an online-only set,
that affects online standard.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be standard. It's just online set. Well, if it affects standard,
But because that's all Arena
now
is.
So, supposedly, what, Arena's now doing best of three now?
I don't fucking know. I don't care about that shit. I thought they were the Vanguard for fucking best of one.
It's got to be the end goal because everyone's online. Everyone can do that shit.
Well, everything's
like,
online.
I don't have to fucking pay some Chinese dude to print my shit. I'm saving money. All I got to do is pay some dude to fucking make a fucking file out of whatever, and I'll just sell it all to you motherfuckers.
Yeah, unless you play some guy that plays Nexus of Fate and
you die
he goes into an infinite loop for 7 hours.
They'll figure that shit out. It doesn't matter. Like I told you, we all know that's the end game, bro.
It is. It kind of definitely does suck, like, knowing that Watsi's going that route, because it kind of like man, like, If you put it all online, if you put it all online, what the fuck?
Like, the hottest podcast in the world.
Like, what's left for us? Like, I mean, I hate people. I hate people that play Magic, most of the people. But, like, I like playing with friends. Like, I can't afford a fucking laptop and then also afford fucking online cards to be able to play with you guys all at home. Like, I don't want to get fucking fat.
Well, I was talking to somebody about this last Friday when in between playing, you know, EDH. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, for $100, I get, what was it, 60 packs.
Online?
Yeah.
Yep.
Plus 4 promos.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or?
For $100. Mm-hmm.
The fuck, man?
Sorry, bro.
Or I go and get a box for 36 packs and
spend like 150.
That's what happens. Like, it'll never die. Just because it's not supported, all those Eternal formats are going to stick around. Dudes are still going to get together. We all have shit. We're all going to get together like, hey, let's just hang out or whatever. But when it comes down to
Commander,
like
Commander and Legacy. Not even Legacy, dude.
I guess you could do Legacy too, technically.
You can do whatever. And you can make new formats.
Even. I mean, yeah, technically, like, any format would still live. You know what?
WotC doesn't fucking... Look how big fucking Commander is.
Yep.
WotC doesn't support it.
I mean, it gives us new Commander decks, but that's the closest thing they do to it.
That's what I'm saying.
We haven't seen a new one coming out yet.
Probably won't come out until
No, it's not during the summertime. Yes, until summer. That's when the new anthology comes out in June, mm-hmm. and then the Commander sets will come out shortly after that.
That would all the kids are out of you know school and they can spend money on shit.
Oh, I can't wait for the new Commander anthology set.
No, that's shit. They put like the worst ones.
It all depends on what gets printed.
Yeah.
I don't know because it's usually value.
Usually.
Biffo, you're going to have to understand something. When you can buy a Commander a Commander Anthology for $129 and have 4 fucking complete decks, mm-hmm. you're going to go value.
Pure value.
Yep. Did they reprint Atraxa last time?
Yes. What's the competitiveness of those decks?
You got Atraxa in this last fucking Anthology
set. Yeah, you got the best 4-color Commander in that one. I think we had... In the first Commander Anthology, or we had one of the Commander Anthologies, we had Heavenly Inferno, which was the Kaleo, which is pretty good. I think we had.
And those decks straight out of the pack can compete.
They're precons.
They're the original precons.
Yep. The reprints are precons, but you get one from like every like generation of
precons. Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
So you get like one of the originals, maybe one of the monocolor, the Planeswalker ones, maybe like one of the newest ones, and then like one in between all of them.
Yeah, when it comes down to cards that have already been printed, they can do that whenever they want, if they wanted to do that. But parking lot's right. If they go like new sets online, then who cares? They'll just stick to that or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we're dead. But you know, we could all still get together. And like I said, just like what happened to I always bring up 40K on this shit all the time.
Well, that's fine.
Because when I want to call them Wizards. When Games Workshop stopped supporting, they still made shit or whatever like that, but like it wasn't like we all just said, oh, well, fuck, I guess we're not going to do tournaments. Everyone still got together. So like people will still get together for shit, and who even knows? Like I told you, we might even make new formats from whatever happened. But when it comes down to it, bro, in a few years, it's just going to be all arena.
Yeah, but it just sucks that you won't get any new stuff. You know, you always play with the same shit.
And then we could laugh at all the people that we said we told you so.
I think everyone knows they're just living in
the Did I ever lists. Tell you what happened about
Magic lasted 25 years. They had this big, huge thing last year, which was a
month
ago. MT
25th
anniversary. Oh, my God, 25th anniversary. We're going to print all these master sets. We're going to give you all the value in the world. And this year, they pulled the fucking rug out from everybody and goes, you know what? 25 years is done. We want to do online.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fair. It's their product. They can do what the fuck they want with it. But at least, like, don't. Like, slowly throw, you know, slowly do what you're doing. Just announce it, like, hey, look, we want to make Magic online. It's easier.
Make Magic great again.
Yeah, we want to make Magic great again. It's cost efficient to put online. It's easier to do things online. So we're going to be transitioning online for like a couple years.
You know what, motherfuckers? Let us have Commander as an actual fucking event so we can host it on fucking Friday Night Magics.
That'd be pretty sick.
I don't think they give a fuck, bro.
I mean, they don't.
They don't
give a fuck.
You want money? That's the way to fucking do it.
No, the money is
you come out with a Commander fucking set. that strictly reprints nothing but Commander fucking staples, you'll have motherfuckers buying it out the fucking ass.
I mean, yeah, and Arsenal did really good for just the true singles, not even full decks. Those were just like Arsenal, what, 40
Arsenal
singles?
Arsenal was fucking great. You want to know why, Biffo? It was a limited print run, mm-hmm. unlike the motherfucking the new, what was it, Mythic Edition
Ravnica set,
which we'll talk about here in a bit.
I mean...
Arsenal, you got... It was, other than the Judge foil for the Command Tower, that was the only other way of getting a foil.
Okay, yeah, that's cool for us, but like how many units of Anthology or whatever the fuck you're talking about did they sell? They didn't fucking make billions of dollars on that shit.
They didn't. It was a very limited print run, and it sold out.
That's cool for us. They want that shit, but investors want... numbers, bro. And if they have to pay a company to make the cards, to distribute them, to do all that shit, that the profit on that is real small as compared to like, oh, I got a bunch of fucking nerds in a room to make fucking cards on this game that cost me fucking just to pay them to do it.
You're talking about the Mythic Edition Ravnica, the new Mythic Edition, right? Ravnica 2.0.
Oh yeah.
You know when they sold 8,700 boxes?
78.
Oh, it's worse than
is
that.
Is it more?
Bro.
Jesus.
Because they double shipped a lot of those orders.
There's numbers as high as like half. Half of the people who ordered doubled.
They got double fucking... People were getting double invoices because they knew they fucked up, right? They knew they fucked up on this shit by charging $250 a fucking box for the first off. And it was supposed to be a limited print run. But they kept showing on fucking their eBay store each unit that fucking sold.
Right.
And people were going, I thought this was limited. I thought there was only going to be like 5,000 or cases made.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like, bitch,
they kept printing money.
We sold 20,000. We got 50,000 in a warehouse
fucking
overseas.
MO, dude. You know that.
How many times we brought that up?
We brought that up like every fucking month when there's a new set of something that they've been like, oh,
so
cool, it made
they,
money.
They produced it. And guys are fucking getting, now they're getting the boxes in. Before, you got those special box toppers, you know.
Yep.
The ones that they give out with that. But now, no, we're not going to give you a box topper. We're just going to give you another fucking order. So you're going to get two orders.
I don't see how that benefits them.
It doesn't. It's padding their numbers. WotC is padding their numbers for the big fucking higher-ups.
Oh, like we sold.
Because remember, we said this shit the last time that they did that fucking Mythic Edition bullshit. They're padding their fucking numbers.
Oh, it's like we sold 1,500, but I could tell my investor, oh, we sold 3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay. Huh. Like I said, it's all numbers. It all comes down to that, bro. Like I told you, it's eventually going to go to Arena, and I don't give a fuck anymore. And then we could be MTG Arena. Crack off.
Fuck that.
Hey, man, check out my new wild card, Earl Grey.
Fucking hell. But yeah, so it's really disappointing what they're doing, but, I mean, can't stop them. It's a business. They have to do what they got to do.
I don't give a fuck anymore. You guys got me into Eternal format. I don't give a fuck.
That's all that matters. You got a format that keeps his money.
I'm like Stone Cold Steve Austin right now. Flipping everybody off, drinking two beers.
Drinking two beers.
which is funny, man. You have, you know, on January 21st, Paulo Vito or Viter
PVDR,
yeah, posted at the Mox
DPDB
boarding with the MPL crew. Definitely the biggest gaming store I've ever been in. That's the meeting for the top fucking, you know, 32.
The elite. Fuck. Oh, that's that one girl that plays 4K, huh? God, I... Okay. Oh, yeah, we got distracted. What now? Okay, what happened now?
Hey, so if you guys want to go see the Mountain Goats, they'll be in Anaheim in September.
Hey, we should do that shit. Hey, if we ever fuck up, be like, oh, shit, guys, we're sorry.
Why the fuck would I want... Dude, did you listen to any of their music?
No, come on, bro.
Bro, it's a fucking indie band.
Oh, maybe my wife would like it.
They had an album called The Best Death Metal Group.
Yeah, that was the name of their band. Their death metal?
No,
it was the name of the album.
It was the name of the fucking album
was Best. Oh God!
Then they had one that was goth.
The what?
Goth. That was the name of the album.
Oh, so they're just
Come on, man. They have fucking saxophone in there, man. It's like listening to Kenny G sing about fucking wizards and fucking...
Hardest gangster rap album. I'll be tight. And then we could play them.
I don't know, man.
So, fuck it. I'll be like, you know what, man?
You've been kind of quiet over there, parking lot.
I was actually looking up on eBay. We were, you know, since we got onto the Ravnica Allegiance bullshit boxes. And currently, the current batch that's being sold, they've sold like 1,900. And this batch will stop selling on February 24th.
God damn.
Yeah.
You
like
so,
a whole month to buy that shit.
And all it says is 10 or more available. And they've already sold 1,900. I think it's like 1,922 sold so far.
So they're just kind
of... Hey, I'm gonna play you a song from the Mountain Goats, man.
Yeah, 1,922 sold.
We'll just keep this in the background while we're talking, man. Hey, yes. You have one selling every 5 fucking minutes. Rudy was blasting that shit.
No, it was like 5 an hour. It was a lot slower than that.
Yeah, man. So. Look at Biffo's face, dude.
What? Hold on. I'll give him a chance. They sound like...
It's not them, dude. This is Daffy Duck. This was a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was like, that doesn't sound like anything like... I don't know. Anyway.
I was... Stuck on before stupid there for a minute.
Before we got distracted by Earl Grey's fucking
mini troll here.
ADHD.
Hey, let me look up the Mountain Goats.
Okay. So yeah, they're barely putting shit out. Man, I'd feel bad if I was like one of those like dudes. That, what do they call them? Timmies.
These Timmies paying $250.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna get in.
Even worse, there's already boxes being resold on eBay. They're $350, $450, and they have sold listings.
Yeah.
People are that
stupid. And you can still go to the fucking eBay store and buy it, dude.
Like to me, that like I get like when it's like limited and all stuff and people are on it, it's like that's the whole point. And now it's like we got so many of them, fuck it, just sell them.
I am in awe of how stupid this product is on its own. I hate it.
I'm not even mad, bro. I'm loving everybody. The fact that Wedge and the Professor are throwing shade at Watsy, bro, it's like... We're winning the war, bro. Operation Golgari's full steam ahead. We're fucking going.
Here we go, man. Just like a fuck indie, bro.
What?
This is the Mountain Goats.
Hi, we're the Mountain Goats.
Hi, we're the Mountain Goats.
Yay! How gay!
God, man, I feel so gay listening to this. I feel my inner hipster fucking hot, popping out.
Gonna play the and why Watsy? Why support this?
Are any of these guys members? Are any of the members like employees of Watsy?
No,
that makes it even weirder.
Really? Hey, turn that shit off, dude. This is live from Watsy, they just posted this.
The
so
worst
this is live.
Thing about it is their next album is an ode to D&D.
And
so you know that means Watsy's going to fucking promote that fucking thing.
I've only seen one dude. There's only one guy in this video right now. What you're hearing is one dude.
Turn it off, dude. It's bad. It's bad. I don't care.
Let me go farther.
Sounds
into
like
it.
Two cats fucking.
To everybody that likes it.
I get plenty of that at work. I don't need it here. Stop.
Barbed fucking cat dick going.
It's legit one guy.
Man, they should have hired fucking Dev, bro, to rap battle. That would have been tight. I'm going to drop a chocolate and take two to the door.
At least Watsy would be supporting
hey.
A fucking
you know what?
Magic YouTuber.
Right now, we'd actually be talking about a giveaway, but that giveaway is already fucking done by the
oh,
time
yeah,
this episode comes
shit.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, guys. If you haven't made it
that's
down
right.
to this point,
that's right. Tony promoted the
that,
shit out of it for you, dude.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, Tony did
so,
it,
so. You'll have to stay tuned for episode, what was it? This is 90... 198, man. That's the episode that's gonna have the questions.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, so how bad is it? How likely am I gonna have to pay international shipping?
I don't know. The international dudes brought heat. A couple of us local American boys came in at the end there too.
It's about
but
fucking time.
Yeah, by the time you're hearing this, it's done.
It's done.
It's 2 days later.
So if you, if you didn't get your things in, if you didn't get your emails in, it sucks to be you.
Yeah.
If you did get your emails in, then stay tuned for that specific episode where we will announce the winner along with
how many emails did we get? Do we have to break it down into two episodes? We have to break it down into one.
Yeah.
Every one of them sent in three. A couple just sent like more than three.
Damn.
But I want to say
we said at least three.
Yeah, I want to say.
Give me a ballpark. How many entrants?
We might. Nah, bro. I think we got probably about 30 or 40 questions total.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
What I'm saying. But even if we spend like a 2 minutes on each, that's way more than we're.
I cannot spend more than 2 minutes on fucking certain questions, man.
That is true. I mean, we can spend 10 minutes on a question, but then we might be like, okay, cool. The answer to this one's this next. This answer to this one next. I guess it depends on the question. Like,
all right, guys.
We might have to look at it beforehand.
Fuck it. You know what? We have a Patreon. We have two tiers, $1 and $5.
Yeah.
We have multiple tiers. If you want a specialty tier that has, you know, me fucking sending you
nudes, dick pics.
Or you Biffo want calling you once a month to say, hey,
go to I call more than once a month.
Whatever. If you want to talk to Biffo personally,
you want to talk to Parking Lot or Tony, we'll gladly do it. We also have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah, go check us out on there. We've been posting about the fucking giveaway a lot, so if you missed out on it, sucks to be you. But we also post on there every so once in a while.
Man, we really love our listener base, you know that?
We do. And of course, speaking of listener base, right. go check out our iTunes, leave us a comment on there too. You know, did we even break the top 10 again this week or no?
We're number 11.
Yeah, so we're there.
Said he came out with a fucking bomb, man.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
His title was Deep Anal.
Nope.
So.
Yeah. it's hard to compete with Deep Anal.
Yeah, Deep Anal.
Everyone's trying to get real like us, bro. They're all trying to be us, bro.
Well, Seti does do explicit content. Yeah. He doesn't.
Seti's pretty raw. He usually doesn't talk
because
about
he also talks about wrestling and he talks about other shit, too.
I gotta listen to that motherfucker then.
Yep.
Oh, he's cool as fuck, man.
But yeah, so go check out our Patreon. Go check out our, what are they called? Social media sites.
Yep.
And, be prepared for whoever wins. Congratulate him. Do whatever.
Exactly. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
The last one we did was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they sent better questions than this time.
They probably did.
All right, guys. This is Earl Grey. That's Earl Grey.
That's Earl Grey. You're going to shut down. You know what I'm saying? That's why I let you guys know. I was proud to be honest
Shy Tony.
I just want to let you guys know. I'm just really glad I was on this podcast, you know, guys. I love playing with these guys, whatever, you know. So I can't
use your inside voice.
Use your outside voice.
So, you know,
I'll just fucking talk.
Yeah. I'll just be on the podcast next time, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, it's Shy Tony signing out.
What? What?
All right.
What?
Oh, fuck.
You done?
Yeah, he's done.
You done?
All right, Jay Tony, just wanted to shed the shout out with for Biffo. You know, just want to let you guys know. I can't hear you over my silver play button, but if you can, go ahead and listen to Cardboard Crack House. They always bring you the hot shit. The SBMTG, it's going to be SMTG. The B is for Biffo, and I kicked this bitch ass out. So if you want to holler. If not, battle me. And everything, Mountain Goats, come see me, bitch. Saffron Olive, you're a whore. And we'll see you later.
And Parking Lot.
All right, man. Later.
Later.
Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards.